The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Even critics of the Iraq War now have to acknowledge that the surge made a difference. Violence in Iraq is down enough that the Iraqi army can realistically talk about finally taking over. But it doesn't necessarily mean a break for an overextended American military. Finally getting Iraq right just means the generals can now concentrate on getting Afghanistan right. More after this from Charlie. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen almost seemed surprised the surge had improved conditions in Iraq so dramatically.
I did not expect that those conditions would be at such a level that I could walk the Jamila Market in Sadr City or visit an outpost in what had recently been one of the most violent neighborhoods in Mosul.
The last of the president's five additional combat brigades has already left the country, and Admiral Mullen says he may be able to recommend even further troop reductions in the next few months. But there will be no time to party just yet, because taking more troops out of Iraq just frees up the manpower for the other fire that's still burning in the neighborhood, that being Afghanistan.
There is a real need to do something on the Pakistani side of the border to bring pressure to bear on the Taliban and some of these other violent groups.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is trying to free up more troops to go over there. But that won't be easy because even with the surge officially over, there are still more troops in Iraq than before it began. Which brings us to the political strategizing. In September, General Petraeus is scheduled to tell Congress how many more troops he plans to bring home from Iraq. If Iraq continues going well, he'll be able to announce at about the time of the Republican convention that thousands of soldiers will soon be reunited with their families. He can potentially bring home 15,000 more soldiers, in fact, before the end of the year, and still keep the troop levels the same as they were before the surge. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 17th, 2008.